your preparedness checklist today.
Some new twists in the Penn State case of Jerry Sandusky. Do you like your Saturday delivery that you get from the post office? I knew I could finish the rest of that word. It might be gone soon because they're talking about how much the post office is losing, $5.1 billion in the past year. It's almost imminent that they're going to have to slash people. The weak economy, the internet, come on. They can only save it for so long. So if you enjoy writing letters or getting stuff, do it now. Make that your goal in the beginning of the year because it could go away. What a way to start this Hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope your week has been off to a roaring start. If not, guess what? This time next week, we're getting closer and closer to Turkey Day. And I bet a lot of you have Thanksgiving Day off and maybe the day after that as well. It's one of my favorite holidays. Why? Because you get to see everybody. You get to relax. You get to watch the Macy's Day Parade, which is in a crazy amount of years. I think 75 years. I want to say 75 years for the Macy's Day Parade. Remember the first one I went to, I was 5 years old. And the balloons just seemed so, the floats and the, and really the balloons that were everywhere, how big they were, and the characters. I can almost still remember it. Some of the same balloons are still around. Some of the same types of floats you'll see, of course. It's changed over the years, too, and the people who were on the floats and the people who are doing the Macy's Day Parade, but thousands always show up for that rain, shine, you know, whatever, and that really symbolizes the beginning of the holiday season to me anyway. Coming up next week, we'll do our obligatory biggest turkeys this year in politics, in sports, in just about anything that you can imagine. So you might start turning the wheels on that one. Wonder if Herman Cain would make your list. The Republican presidential candidate is starting to slip in the polls, and he once again was on the national radar for his lapse over Libya, which we played for you while he was campaigning in Iowa. So he botched the answer to the question and now has been dogged about it. And just says, you know, listen, it was a pause. He's got to learn that. Here's what you got to do. You have to be like a comedian. Rick Perry, I'll give him credit for this. He's probably the comedian among the bunch because he's had to draw upon that use of humor for all of the gaffes that he's had lately. And especially when he couldn't come up with the three departments that he would slash. So the good news is, for having that momentary brain lapse, he's gotten a lot of mileage out of it in a much different way. Starting off, though, I think when I talk about the buzz in your backyard and in my backyard, we see that we're no closer to any kind of a deal with 7 days to go for this super committee because, of course, Thanksgiving is D-Day, and that axe is going to swing down. And ultimately, it'll go through the cuts that were already put in place because I can't imagine that this committee is going to come up with much of anything. As you know, we talked with Dan Gaynor just the other day from Washington, and as he told us, they're not even really having any meetings on any of this. It's more huddles here and huddles there, and the huddles aren't working. So House Speaker John Boehner is saying that, look, we've got a Republican deficit reduction plan that is a fair offer. And this is the right way to go. But the right way to go is going to have a hard time getting approval. And that's the interesting thing about the super committee anyway. It was inevitable that they weren't going to be able to come up with some kind of a deal because it would have to be blessed anyway. They would have to get a blessing from the chambers to have it go through and then ultimately have it signed in. So publicly, Boehner has stepped forward and he's saying it would raise $300 billion in additional taxes while overhauling the IRS code, because here we go again. And this headbutts with what a lot of people think should happen. You know, we go back to the whole tax thing and how the one thing about taxes for Republicans is it's their sacred cow. You cannot touch taxes on the Republican side of the plate, because if you do, you are letting go of one of the main things that you promise as a Republican year in and year out not to do. But it's the same standoff that the Democrats and the Republicans are having. The Democrats want taxes and they want fees raised, and the Republicans want the spending cut. They want to see the spending cuts, and it doesn't seem as though in reality that's going to happen between the six on one side and the six on the other side, and it just keeps getting dimmer. You have Congressman Jeb Hensarling from Texas saying that we've gone as far as we can go on tax hikes. And so even they're hedging and they're trying to give in somewhat to the Democrats. And Senator Patty Murray from Washington, a Democrat, is saying her party's waiting on a credible offer and they're not interested in what Boehner's selling, and they're not interested in doing anything that doesn't have some kind of tax hike connected to it. And Republicans have been on board with this whole thing with the taxes for how long? For decades they've been opposed to higher taxes. Democrats have been the party that always will go for the taxes to get the revenue in, even if they say they're not really raising taxes that much. So are they going to switch gears here, and are the Republicans going to suddenly let go of that? I think would be a very, very big mistake for them to do it. And we have a little snippet of somebody I talked to in Washington today who talks about that very thing, about the taxes and what it means if the Republicans decide that they're going to somehow meet in the middle. So probably the $1.2 trillion target will be met only through the automatic trigger in deficit cuts in 2013, and that's what they were trying to avoid, but it just doesn't seem likely that that will happen. And it's more than deficit reductions. I mean, we've had 1 year of a divided government, and how is this divided government serving all of you? How do you feel about our form of government? Well, it's obvious in all the opinion polls that nobody's happy with the Senate or with Congress. And I push for this all the time. We need that third party ultimately if we're going to get out of the political gridlock that we've been stuck in for just way too long. If there's anything that we can all relate to, no matter if you're in the Midwest, if you're in the East, if you're in the South, wherever you live, we all are in agreement that Washington is just not cutting it anymore. And it's not empty rhetoric. It's not whining and complaining. Nothing is happening when it comes to moving us along in a better direction to get out of this horrific deficit we're in and to turn us back into a nation that makes things instead of takes things. And if we don't do that and we're not making things, how, for goodness sake, are we going to be able to continue to roll down that same river without hitting a whole bunch of obstacles? And the answer is we can't. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Triggers to callers, 800-259-5791. As always, we're talking about a couple of different things here, including some of the new revelations from Penn State, and we're going to continue to see different things come out. I think the sad thing is how much was known and wasn't done to stop what was happening with Jerry Sandusky, who claims he's innocent. He did the NBC interview with Bob Costas where he said that that's what jocks do, take showers, and he might have touched some legs, but it wasn't of
have you heard the new
sexual nature.
The revelations regarding that interview, by the way?
The Costas interview?
That he didn't know until 15 minutes before air that he was going to interview him.
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was originally just going to interview the attorney. And then the attorney brought up, well, maybe I can get him on the phone. And it was, he had about 10 to 15 minutes to prepare, and he did just an amazing job. And he did an amazing job in general, but then given the fact that he only had about 10 to 15 minutes to prepare for it, it's pretty incredible.
You mean Costas?
Right.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because he didn't back off. He just hammered him. He didn't back off the questions, which he shouldn't have. I mean, Costas has done this for a long time, but Matt's right. When you're dancing all of a sudden on that line, it's like, okay, here he is on the phone. He asked him pointed questions. He asked him about, are you a pedophile? He asked him about the situation with eyewitnesses, Mike McQueary and the shower thing. And he also asked him about a janitor talking about him and a child. So he definitely tried to get, you know, right to the point, right to the heart of it with Sandusky. And I think, personally, the reason the lawyer did that was trying to diffuse, soften him up or whatever for when they get into court to say, listen, this is what jocks do, and to try to present it that way. So, you know, you go back and you look at this, and I think when you think of the 23-page grand jury summary and you look at the timeline of this case and now all the things that are pouring out about it, there's a lot of things that are going to start to be made public with its grand jury findings. And as that continues to come out, I think a lot of people are going to be very surprised by what I believe were cover-ups, maybe at the highest levels, certainly, in Penn State. You look at already some of the chips that have fallen, and from Tim Curley to the athletic, the Penn State's athletic director and the school's former VP for business and finance, but you also had the university president who was fired, Graham Spanier, and, who else knew what was happening at Penn State? Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, it seems to me like Sandusky and Kane are in the same boat here. They're both getting hit with allegations. But like you said, Penn State and the whole state of Pennsylvania is hiding a lot more than Kane is, that's for sure. Because we got a dead district attorney over there in Pennsylvania that's mixed in with this.
Yeah, that disappeared.
So maybe he's in the witness protection program. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
That would be a surprise, wouldn't it?
Yeah, big one.
Anyway, I think the super committee, I think failure would be a success. Because, I think that if they have to make these cuts, especially in defense, it will make us get out of Afghanistan and Iraq ASAP. Otherwise, apparently, it's not going to happen. And any other way, any other little commitments and agreements they come up with, it's, 1.5 trillion over 10 years. I mean, we don't even have a budget for last year, let alone budgets 10 years down the road. And who's going to vote? And I mean, it's like me saying, you know what? I'm going to cut my budget, Kate. I'm going to stop going to Burger King, and I'm going to stop going to Big Boys for the next 10 years. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to McDonald's and Applebee's. See?
That's true. No, you're right. You make it, I especially like your point about the military, because while Panetta's having a heart attack, and I think it's wrong, I don't think they should cut the military anymore if we're going to continue to be doing the things that we're doing and have less equipment, terrible equipment, not enough troops for the specific things that they're deployed to do. I agree with you. Then I didn't look at it that way. Then maybe that's the answer. Okay, well, you can't just leave them out there naked, so we're going to have to bring them all in because you let the trigger fall, and that's what we got to do, folks. Sorry.
Money that we can save getting out of Afghanistan,
yep.
And we can put it into new fighter jets and research and development, But he's trying to keep, he's trying to have his cake and eat it too, And we've got to get our troops out of there. They are accomplishing nothing except building another Islamic, country that's going to hate us. That's all. Just like Iraq. I think Iraq is our friend. Pakistan's our friend. No.
No.
So anyway, remember, I'm going to be going to McDonald's and Applebee's. No more Big Boys. I'm going to cut my budget.
You're going to just trade one for the other. It's a sleight of hand trick. We're going to go here instead of the other spot. I get it. Touche. Good call, Tomas. Thanks. He's right. He made some good points about the military, certainly. And he's right about, and talking about that, if you look at it from the point of view of the trigger, so if the trigger falls, I didn't think of it that way. If the trigger falls, maybe it is the best thing, because they're never going to get that full amount anyway. And it's inevitable. They were set up, as I was yammering on, they were set up for failure from the get-go. Because they never even really dug deep and had these so-called meetings. They were having mini get-togethers, and throwing things out here and there. So it was inevitable that wasn't going to happen. It just looked good because then the president can say, well, look, this is what we set up. And, you know, you choose your partners. And the idea was, you know, show me something. Let's see something happen here. So Al in Canada, hello. Al.
Case, there are 400,000 miles of pipeline in the USA, either buried or on the surface, right?
Yeah.
Roughly. This pipeline from Alberta to Houston, Texas, apparently that's going to destroy the universe. They're going to have to manufacture now about 500 mile or whatever, 300 or 400 miles more pipe. Because when I took 12th grade geometry, and in geometry, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, right?
Yes.
So they're going to have to make a bunch of detours now. I suppose they're going to have to put a detour around every spotted owl nest if they find a rare species of prairie dog, they're going to have a 500-mile detour around the hole that some prairie dog has dug or something like that. They're going to have to manufacture more pipe, and that's going to cause more pollution, right? The more detours, the more pipe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and what's the population, Nebraska, what's the population of Nebraska? Well, about 500,000?
I have no idea.
But I'm just saying that this detour business, I wish...
I mean, it's a lot smaller if you're trying to make the point of, you know, our biggest city in the United States is New York. It's certainly a lot smaller than any of our metropolitan areas. It's a mid-size, they have mid-sized cities like Lincoln and Omaha, but yeah.
Because, you know, the Chinese, China and a bunch of other countries want that oil, and they're talking about now building a pipeline from Alberta to just south of Alaska, just south of Juneau, Alaska, and then put the oil in that pipeline and then put it in ships and ship it to China. So if this pipeline is delayed until 2014?
2013. Once everything gets approved, but then they would have to have the actual physical construction of it. So then that's by the time it's actually set to go, probably 2014.
Well, all of the pipe is already built. The pipe is sitting in warehouses waiting to be.
Right, but it has to be assembled, you know, that whole thing. You're talking about a long pipeline.
The pipe's got delayed, but I'm just saying the pipe is already manufactured. But now they're going to have to manufacture 500 miles more of pipe.
Around an aquifer in Nebraska, yeah. But now the people in Nebraska would tell you, well, why should you have it close to the aquifer? Why would you even put it close to that? And that's the reason why, well, then we'll just move it around. That's why people are saying, and I agree with them, what's going on at the State Department? So you solve the problem and they say, whoa, well, wait a second. We got to wait till 2013. Seems a little fishy. Thanks, Al. We're moving along down the road. We're going to check your emails next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree Gateway, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene,
stay here on America Tonight. If you can't get through on the phone lines or you can't call, there's an easy way to reach out through the modern miracle of the Internet. Yes, by going to AmericaTonight.net and clicking on the email. Let your thoughts flow. And you always are picking up on that, whatever it is we're talking about, meaning all of you across this great nation. Whether you're talking about the frustration over this so-called super committee and who cares anyway, you're not paying attention to it because you think like me with a with a few cynical things added in there, then nothing's really going to come of it anyway. We have an atrocious deficit, so forget it. We know what's going to happen here and how it's going to play out. Or your thoughts on the Occupy movement or anything else that's really buzzing about in Penn State and Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky, especially with his interview that was done the other night with Bob Costas. A lot of people are talking about that. That's not a surprise. So, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, this one comes to us from Robbie M. Hello, Kate Delaney. I just have to tell you, I finally figured out that you are the sports princess. I've been listening to the little sports features, and duh, I didn't catch it until you mentioned something about it. Matt, did you hear that? They didn't know that I was the sports princess.
Wow.
Wow, it's
someone's
the same
out of
voice.
The loop.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't have a twin. I'm sorry, I don't have a twin. Anyway, I thought that was cute, and he put a little smiley face at the end of it and said he likes it. He said, thumbs up. I guess that means like, right? All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Joseph Delaney. Hello, America Tonight. No relation to you, Kate, at least not that I think of. I'm from California. I think I've heard you talk about your family and that you're from back east. We don't have any relatives in the east. Hey, you never know. We need people do this ancestor thing and they trace folks that they have and that are in their family. You never know where your family might be from. He says, I'm so sick of what's happened at Penn State. And every day some of the stories change as far as the nuances of Mike McQueary now and the emails that he sent out, the text that he sent out to his friend saying, you know me, and I tried to stop the assault. And I think this is just ridiculous what's happened on this campus. I guess that's the main thing, because as you have said, what about the victims? What happens to the victims? Well, I think that what's going to happen is there's going to be all kinds of lawsuits, and they're just waiting for the lawsuits. First, this plays out criminally, and we'll see what happens with Sandusky. And then I believe you're going to see the university get sued. I think Joe Paterno's got a lawyer now, and who knows? I mean, who knows who some of the other players are that will be sued, because, of course, the attorneys will go after whoever they feel are complicit in it. And I think you're going to see probably a few settlements in civil court after it's all said and done. But I think it is interesting that now they're coming out with this McQueary try to stop the rape of the boy that he was witnessing at the shower at Penn State in 2002. You know, here he is, the wide receivers coach. He's on administrative leave. And he told a friend in an email that he tried to stop it, and he discussed it with the police. That certainly changes things as far as McQueary is concerned, I believe. And if he had these discussions with the cops and with somebody else at the university who was the head of the police, the campus police there, then McQueary is not part of this circle of blame, if you will. If, you know, if he tried to stop it, if he went to people, if he did whatever he was going to do, you know, with the information and immediately did something, then it's pretty tough to put him in that boat, to put him in the boat with the rest of the see no evil, hear no evil, do no evil, oh, don't get me involved crew. I don't think so. Let's take a quick call in the middle of the mailbag here. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello. Are you a princess or a babe?
I'm neither.
I just go by what Newt says now. He calls
a babe. I like that. I want to be the queen. It's better to be the queen, because then that means you're at the top, right?
Can't be queen. Michelle Bachmann's the queen.
Okay. Well, I could be a member of court, I guess.
Yeah. This Rick Perry, he's been snorting cocaine with Palin. You see what he come up with now.
You mean the joking part of what he's talking about?
Oh, he's going to cut Congress in half.
Yeah.
And eliminate their pay.
Yeah.
Do away with the Supreme Court. I just want to be, he must be talking to Palin, because that sounds like stuff she would say.
Well, I think what he's doing is called a reach. And so if you want to go for the heavy drama and people are tired of big government, then you just start talking about slashing out spots. And then when you hear what the salary is for some of the people in Congress, and you see that they don't do anything, the do-nothing Congress, other than meetings or not going to meetings or not being there for votes or whatever, it's an easy thing to throw out and strike a chord with the American people with.
Just a bunch of nonsense, I like to be, because it ain't going to happen.
They won't happen. No, it won't happen.
Congress ain't going to cut their pay.
No.
The Supreme Court ain't going to do away with themselves. So. But I didn't catch all of it. I just seen a snippet of Herman Cain dragging his wife out, trying to smooth things over. But that is a waste of time, too. So.
You don't believe Gloria Cain? She says he's old school. She says he's old school.
Well, she's supposed to talk to 2 weeks ago, do this interview by herself, but they put a stop to it, and then they gave the questions to a woman to ask her, so they had the answers already, and then Herman sitting beside her, so.
They gave the questions? Are you accusing Greta Van Susteren of giving the questions, having them loaded questions?
Oh, if she wants to talk to her, yeah. So here's the questions you need to ask.
So. I'm going to disagree with you there. I think Greta Van Susteren didn't do that. She might have acquiesced on a few things, but I don't think she went along with the whole question thing. Come on.
Oh, Well, no, she she's supposed to talk to her 2 weeks ago by herself, and she didn't do it. Maybe some come up, some limited excuse, whole schedule somehow.
Well, the reason they didn't do it, I think, well, not I think, the reason they didn't do it is because that scandal broke, because Politico did the story, and she was already set to do the interview, so they pulled back on that because of the avalanche of publicity. They didn't want to trot her out, and actually it kind of makes sense.
Well, just like Palin, she's by herself. The next thing you know, McCain had sit there beside her, help her answer the questions. So
yeah,
same thing, you know. But you've been reading this story. This ex-SEAL guy wrote a book that about Obama or Bin Laden. They didn't kill him, right? Or it didn't blow down.
Yes,
like
yes,
did.
I did. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a huge story. About that it's a lie? You mean that whole thing about the raid that they killed is a lie, and he's saying that the real version of the raid, he's got the real version of the raid of Bin Laden, that it's just simply not true. It's not how it happened.
Yeah.
And he takes it a different course.
Yeah, they only took 90 seconds to kill him when they hit and all that, and they crashed their helicopter later on, which don't make any sense. Anyway, I got some inside information. I got some inside source for Palin voters. You know, when they raided his house?
Yeah.
They found Barack Obama's birth certificate in there. So.
Yeah. Are you writing a book on that, too?
No, that's just inside information. It'll probably come out later, but get some food for thought for the Palin voters.
There you go. But actually, really, that book would be interesting. It's into the top 20 of Amazon last week. It slid in there, and he's saying, listen, I have truth on my side. I spoke to the guys on the ground, and he's talking about the aircraft that was full of the other SEAL team that were there to rescue the first team if they had come under attack. So it is pretty interesting. The White House says it's fictional and it's damaging. It's not the right account of the raid that made the SEALs look inept. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That is a wow.
Yeah.
Do you believe him? You think that it was bogus what was put out, and he's telling the truth, and he wrote his book to be patriotic?
I think it happened, like I said. They just went in there and killed him. He's dead. Like I said, they found Barack Obama's birth certificate there, so. That's what's been all this time.
Yeah, interesting. All right. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, take care.
You too. I don't know. He's saying now he thinks it happened like they said. And let me give you a little more information on that, because you might not have seen it. The U.S. military is saying it's crap, this Navy SEALs book, saying that what happened in the raid is not how it was being laid out, that it's just not true. Even the U.S. Special Ops Command spokesperson, a guy named Colonel Tim Nye, says he's saying it's just not true. It's not how it happened. And what the book is saying is, I mean, it's got all kinds of conspiracy theories and stuff. And, of course, it goes after the White House and says that, you know, here's what the alternative version of it is. They shot Bin Laden, as Rick was saying, within 90 seconds of arriving at the compound where he was, and that the White House issued something different to make the raid seem different. And he says that President Obama's acknowledgement of the raid was just a political move that rendered most of what the intelligence gathered on the raid was useless. You believe him? Target Geronimo? Oh my. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
ATN, as I like to say, it is about the buzz in your backyard. You're always invited to throw in your 2 cents. You heard some of the bombs that Rick in Illinois throws us nightly. Rick was one of our poll people who's voting for Obama. We did a straw poll a couple of weeks ago, and overwhelmingly, Herman Cain and Ron Paul came out on top. Ron Paul continuously will win a lot of these straw polls. But yet, in any of the polls that are out, he's always in the single digits. So, does he turn a corner like Newt Gingrich, who is at the top of the pack now in several of the network polls? And Newt Gingrich has suddenly become the latest flavor after hanging in the back? And is Newt Gingrich, is he electable given his past? And when I say his past, I like a lot of the things about Newt Gingrich. I like the fact that he's steeped in history, that you can throw him those questions, and there's not a long pause in between. He has it down. Some people think he's arrogant and bombastic and all that kind of stuff. And maybe he is, because I believe he's got a high IQ. However, on the personal front, where he's had three different wives. It's not so much about the three different wives, but the way that the wives were dumped will that play a part into how women would vote or not vote for Newt Gingrich? Would that come back and really bite him in this race for the presidency? And, of course, the ethics charges that he dealt with when he was Speaker of the House and then wasn't Speaker of the House. Does all that stuff start to bubble up to the surface? Because now he is starting to be a little bit more in the spotlight, just like Rick Perry, just like Herman Cain, and now Newt Gingrich. I'll tell you this. It's the biggest show going, really. The ratings for all of these debates have been huge. And you think about it, last time around, you had the Democrats and the Republicans both wide open territory for the leader of the free world. You know, is it going to be the Democrats? Is it going to be the Republicans again? Is it going to be John McCain? And now he's got Sarah Palin on the ticket. I mean, there were a lot of different storylines, but on both sides of the political parties of the spectrum, Republicans and the Democrats. This time you have really just the Republicans, and will this incumbent president be reelected? So it's going to be interesting to watch the odyssey of Newt, who is coming out and saying all kinds of things, almost like he's tweeting them, that America is looking for leadership that has solutions big enough that they can work and has experience, and I'm the only candidate in the race that's actually led a national effort, who worked with Reagan to get the economy to grow again and defeat the Soviet Empire, and who as Speaker of the House helped develop four consecutive balanced budgets, which is true, while bringing unemployment down. So he's playing on his past, but how much will that past come up to burn him while he has the spotlight beaming down on him? It's something to think about, right? Something else to think about is on the international front, the push to go to war with Iran or just do the same old thing that we've been doing with Iran. This story, there's nothing new in this story other than the fact that you have reports that came out saying that, you know, listen, they've got the capability, meaning Iran has that capability for the nuclear, for a nuclear weapon. You know, that used to be the thing. Here's the chessboard, and you have the Soviets, you have the United States. Think of the Cold War era. Think of dissembling nukes and treaties and all the things that have gone on. And Iran's nuclear weapons at this point are all but assured. I mean, we know that. So do we do the 20th sanction? And, of course, the answer is there will be a 20th sanction. But when do you put your foot down and say, enough is enough, we can't flirt with this anymore, and we can't afford to have Iran enter into the nuclear club? Although, really, it's virtually already happened. The contingency plans, what are the contingency plans need to be here? In Israel, I mean, look, they have to be on the radar for annihilation. What are they going to do with self-defense against a nuclear weapon from Iran? I mean, it's simple geography in their case, right? So you have this UN's International Atomic Energy Agency's report, and they're still concerned about the possible existence of this undisclosed nuclear-related activity that's going on, the uranium enrichment that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad continues, the president of Iran, to say is all about power. I think that we have to forget about the treaties, leave them in the drawer, and I think we have to get down to the business of making a decision on what we're going to do with Iran. You either believe they're a serious threat and that the sanctions at some point just are not damaging anything, it's not damaging the economy enough, and so basically it's a negatory effect, and you have to also decide that at this point, if you don't have China and Russia on board, you're still only operating at half speed with anything that you throw out. So Iran, a nuclear Iran, seems unthinkable to me. It's certainly not what we want to see happen, and it's a big threat, not just to Israel, but to the U.S., and certainly a threat to our friends in Europe as well. So Roger Madden has his own take on a nuclear treaty that was supposed to be the big thing but has lost its luster.
The Non-Proliferation Treaty, opened for signature in 1968, is an international agreement whose objective is to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. I think it's time to scrap it. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. A total of 190 countries have joined the treaty, including the five nuclear weapon states of the United States, Russia, the United Kingdom, France, and China. India, Israel, and Pakistan refused to sign it and then commenced to build a nuclear weapon. North Korea signed the agreement, but after having withdrawn its membership, also commenced to build a nuclear weapon. Iran signed the treaty, but now, according to the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency, will probably possess a nuclear weapon within 12 months or less. So I think we can all agree that the Non-Proliferation Treaty is a failed document. It allows the continued possession of nuclear weapons for those countries that possessed them at the time of the original signing, ignored the development of nuclear weapons for those countries that refused to sign the treaty or withdrew its signature, and effectively ignores at least one country that signed the treaty, failed to withdraw its membership, but currently is building a nuclear weapon anyway. Based on this tattered history of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, I suggest that the treaty be repealed and that every country who so wishes build as many nuclear weapons as it deems appropriate for its own national interest. Further, those countries that possess nuclear weapons should offer such weapons to allies and other friendly nations. For example, the United States should provide nuclear weapons to Poland to protect itself against Russia, Japan to protect itself against North Korea and China, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Kuwait, Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya to protect them against Iran, and so on. Since nuclear disarmament doesn't seem to be working, perhaps nuclear armament is a better strategy to keep the peace. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Yeah, keeping the peace, for how long can we afford to keep the peace and do the status quo? He has a great point about the treaty, no doubt, and look how many countries signed that treaty, and look what happened, as he mentioned, anyway, even though there were signatures on it. And Iran, you know, they don't care that they're playing with fire. This has been brewing for a long time, and it's something that we certainly have known, and it just gets, once again, more and more we're reassured about the possible showdown with Iran or the decision to just let it ride. And sadly, I have a feeling we're going to just let it ride, and I think that's the wrong move.
You will respect my authority!
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out!
Brandon! Hello, Brandon Phillips! Hello!
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you! For playing dumb. Let me tell you